With the government recently announcing that fertility rates in the United States remain at record low levels, let's take up attitudes toward children with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, first up, to what extent do Americans still want to have children?
Yeah, that's a very important question, because we've been talking to demographers about our more recent data here, and they say attitudes can be very important. You know, if fundamentally people in their minds say no, children are a bad idea, then clearly fertility is going to go down. But our data show that the norm in society that children are good still persists. We interviewed everybody and asked them about kids. We isolated people 40 and under who did not have children and say, do you want to have children? And that number, as it has been in the past, was up in the 80% range, 82% to be specific. So most people who don't have children and are under 40, still in rough childbearing years, say they would like to have children. And when we interview older people who didn't have children, not as high as 80%, but the majority of those people say, yes, looking back, I wish I had had children. So we clearly have a normative structure in society where having children is a positive, whether or not people are able to or finally end up actually having children.
And for those who want to have children, how many?
Well, that's an interesting question that we have been asking, believe it or not, going back for decades and decades and decades. We first asked, that is, Gallup first asked this in 1936, one of our original questions at Gallup, which was, what do you think is the ideal number of children for a family to have? Back then, even in the depths of the Depression, it was 3.6. Fast forward to today, and we have 2.7 as the mean. And that's actually slightly higher than it's been in the last several years. It fell below 3% way back in 1967, in part because Catholics quit saying that they wanted to have a lot of children, and it fell into the 2% range. But in the last several decades, we've been in and around 2.5 is the ideal family size. So even though the fertility rate is going down, as you said at the outset here, Dave, the perception of the ideal family size has not gone down. It's still about 2.5 kids.
Does Gallup probe why it's on the decline?
We don't ask those specific questions, Dave, but in talking to demographers, there are a number of reasons which have been given. And one of the reasons has to come back to Gallup data, which is, are you satisfied with the way things are going in this country, which has been low ever since the recession? Now, most demographers say that the recession, the economic hardship, did cause a decline in fertility. People put off having children because they're worried about having enough money in general. But that satisfaction level has not climbed back up. And one demographer I was interviewing says that she thinks that lack of positivity about the way society is going in general could have an impact on having children.
In 2018, to what extent is gender preference an issue?
We asked that question many, many years ago, and we started asking it again, and we still have a mild preference for boys over girls. And this is not a trivial issue, because in many countries around the world, this preference for a boy baby is very, very significant. In 1941, 38% of Americans said they wanted a boy if they could only have one child, 24% a girl. The rest said it didn't matter. Fast forward to today, we just asked this. 36% of Americans say a boy, 28% a girl. So that's an 8-point difference in favor of boys. Not that much difference from what we found back way those many years ago in 1941. When we look into the data, what do we find? Well, men are more likely to say they want a boy. Women, when we interview them, split even. They say, well, I really don't care, or some say boy, some say girl, and it evens out. So this slight tilt towards a preference for a male child is mainly due to the fact that men are more likely to want a boy than women are to want a girl.
Frank, let's take up a topic in the news, trade and tariffs.
We ask Americans what impact U.S. trade policies have on them personally, because one of President Trump's central themes is that trade policies are hurting Americans and hurting American workers, but we don't see it in the data. Let's take workers, for example. 57% say they don't know whether trade and tariffs helps or hurts their business. But of those who do have an opinion, it's 25 to 15 positive over negative. So clearly, no strong evidence from American workers of this nagging perception that trade and tariffs are really hurting them and their jobs.
Do Americans focus on trade with specific partners, be it Canada, Europe, Japan?
We have asked those questions in the past, and we just updated them. And I should say Americans are negative towards China, something, of course, President Trump has picked up on. The question was, tell me if you believe each of these countries has a fair trade policy or an unfair trade policy with the United States. And for China, it's 62% unfair. So there is this pretty widespread perception that China is not trading fair, so to speak, with the U.S. But the other countries you mentioned, very positive, despite President Trump's verbal assault at Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as he left the Q7 summit. 65% of Americans say, hey, Canada's trade policies are fair, just 24% unfair. Americans are also positive about Japan and slightly more positive than negative about the EU as well. Only when it comes to Mexico does it break about even. 44% of Americans say Mexico has fair trade policies, but 46% say unfair.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.